I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, February 8. Coming up, government to develop policy on emissions. Jamaica seeks re-election to International Maritime Organization and zinc fences to be removed from several St. James communities. The details after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Cabinet has given instructions for an interministerial committee to develop a national policy on emissions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says a draft of the policy is to be completed and presented to Parliament within 3 months.
Jamaica is not exempt from the issues of industrialization, the challenges between preserving the environment and doing what is necessary for economic growth and job creation. But I think that Jamaica is evolving a deep culture towards sustainable development, and the government is in the forefront of that in many respects.
He says the policy should be ready for the legislative process by the end of this year. Mr. Holness was addressing a meeting with members of the diplomatic corps yesterday. Jamaica will be seeking re-election to the influential council of the London-based International Maritime Organization, IMO, a global standard-setting authority for safety, security, and environmental performance of international shipping. The IMO's main role is to create a regulatory framework for the shipping industry that is fair, effective, universally adopted, and implemented. With the country moving to establish itself as a major player in the shipping and logistics industries going forward, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says it is in Jamaica's best interest to command a greater voice in the maritime sector.
As our maritime interests are many and varied, we recognize that we must be actively involved in the international maritime institutions, which shape the global industry and will impact our national, regional, and global maritime aspirations. The IMO is one such institution.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a recent ceremony to launch Jamaica's bid to the IMO. The report of the CARICOM Review Commission is expected to be completed and submitted to Cabinet in short order. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says following Cabinet's deliberations, the report will ultimately be made public and shared with partners.
The factors of geography, history, commonality of development objectives, as well as our shared membership in several regional organizations, confer special status on the strengthening of our relations with our sister countries in the Caribbean community, the CARICOM.
The commission, set up by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, has been charged to examine Jamaica's role in CARICOM and how the regional bloc has impacted the country's development, among other things. Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing heads of diplomatic missions at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Tuesday as part of activities to observe Diplomatic Week 2017. And several communities in Barrettown in St. James are to be rid of zinc fences, which make the areas unsightly and hinder effective policing. The $18 million project will see the removal and substitution of 492 meters of fencing. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, on Tuesday signed a financing agreement with the Barrettown Community Development Committee Benevolent Society for the Works, which will be carried out under the zinc fence removal project. Managing Director of JASIF, Omar Sweeney, says the works in Barrettown will be undertaken over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
The zinc fence removal program will go roughly for the next 6 to 8 weeks at least, and being really what will be the entry of our next infrastructure investment, which will be the road rehabilitation, drain, and other infrastructure program, which we expect to come on stream between March, April, around that time.
The zinc fence removal project is being undertaken through JASIF's Integrated Community Development Project, being funded through a World Bank loan. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.